Can anybody tell us what our key verse is for this study?
That's true. We are in part 4 on page 7. That is true. But what is the key verse? If you remember, we're talking about the days of Noah, Sodom and Gomorrah, prior to the tribulation, the Lord's second coming, and all of that. And we're looking at a different perspective of it, of tying all this together, because maybe some people haven't seen that. I didn't really get it down until just a few months ago. And so we've gone through all the introduction. We've had a lot of Bible verses establishing that the scriptures are truly the word of God. But most people, if we back up here, think in terms of what regarding the beginning of the tribulation? Yes, that the rapture would take place prior to, but we don't know exactly how much time period would be there. Right, we're looking at a time period. As a matter of fact, we looked at several time periods that we've already studied, like the Jewish feast. Time period. We studied the 70 weeks of year, Daniel chapter 9, telling about his first coming and so on. Jesus had given specific time periods and dates, not giving us a date in the Bible, but you can figure it out by the prophecies about his first and second coming. So if we know that his second coming, and that's represented here by that line, it's at the end of the tribulation. And we know that the tribulation is 7 years and divided into 2 3-and-a-half-year periods. We know that. That's all biblical. We know that the church age began on a certain date within a certain event fulfilling the fourth feast, Pentecost. We know that. The church age is going to run to the rapture, whenever the rapture occurs. It could occur any time between Pentecost and beginning of the tribulation. Any time there. However, since it's been over 2,000 years, or roughly 2,000 years, it's very possible that we're getting close. Well, we know because Jesus said these are things to look for. And he gave that very specifically, and we looked at those things last week as well. Science of nature, science of society, and everything, and we're not going to go through all that, but we've done that before. Everything Jesus talked about is on the exponential curve. And one of the last things would be the falling away or the great apostasy from the believers or professing believers. And so that in the very end time, prior to his coming, and if there's 7 years that precede his coming, where the tribulation is, then we know that the rapture has to be close. Right? Yes. Now, what this study is all about is not all those things. That's just a pre-foundation. It's a setting up a foundation for another sign and condition that maybe hasn't been met, maybe it's being met, or maybe it's already in progress in a small degree, which I believe it is, and that's what we're out to deal with. So most people look at the beginning of the tribulation as Daniel 9:27, or this peace treaty, right? And then if you miss that and you're here, you can mark the midpoint, because when the Antichrist goes into the rebuilt temple, that's very specific in the Bible, and there's another 1260 days, so that would be another timing. But I'm not going through the tribulation. I don't believe the Bible teaches that, because if that were true, Jesus would have to judge himself. He was judged on our behalf on the cross. The church is already pure. Not necessarily everybody in the church. We're only pure positionally. We will be made that at the time of the rapture. Does that make sense? Right. We are centered in Christ, Ephesians talks about. And God the Father looks at you, if you are in the church, He sees Christ. He's the head of the church. Okay. So what I'm talking about now is this period of time right in here prior to the tribulation. And God gives us some very specific directions of what to look for. And that is way back at the times of Noah, but he also throws in Sodom and Gomorrah. So, with that in mind, I'm going to redirect you back to the verse in Daniel chapter 12, the last chapter, verses 11 and 12. And what page is that on? Page 3?
Two.
Okay, what does that say?
I heard, but I did not understand, so I asked, "My Lord, what will the outcome of all this be?"
Now, what he's talking about there is that which appeared in Daniel. Does it make sense? Outcome of all these prophecies, yes. Keep going.
He replied, "Go your way, Daniel, because the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made spotless and refined. But the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand."
So is it possible to understand that which has been talked about? When he says seal it up, he's not talking about the scroll literally, because the scroll's been opened. You have it in your Bible. Right? People have been reading it for centuries. So he's talking about ability to understand it. And I believe one of those main things is to let the church know very specifically regarding the rapture and the beginning of the tribulation. Right? So that's what we're dealing with here. And if we're wise and we're in that generation at the end of the age, what age is it? It's the church age. So part 4, if somebody will grab a mic and read for us, then we have a little exercise for it.
Future timeline. The tribulation compared with previous timeline in the days of Noah. A, the beginning of Enoch's prophecy and the 120 years of preaching repentance. B, 1,656 years. After the creation of Adam, Methuselah died and the flood began. C, Adam to Noah.
Okay, now if you turn to the next page, there's a direction and some lines for you to write. God has given a clue by the meaning of the names of these main patriarchs coming from Adam up to the time of Noah. All right? So what you're to do is look at the meaning of their name and follow sequentially and write a statement. Write it in English, so you might have to change some of the verbs and things to make it, you know, with our syntax of English, but see what the message is in that, which is called the prophecy of Enoch, which is even referred to in the book of Jude. So take a few moments and see what you can come up with, and then we'll share it. Don't make it any more complicated than it needs to be. Okay, you do that one. Somebody like to begin?
I have. Man is appointed mortal with sorrow. The blessed God will come down teaching. This death shall bring despairing and rest and comfort. or best encounter.
Yeah, how's that sound? Does it sound pretty good so far? Somebody have something different? Well, what's the point? Is this message to believers or unbelievers?
Believers.
How about both?
Yeah,
both.
It's a warning.
It's a warning, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
But how would unbelievers even understand the warning? You're not a believer. I mean, it's hard enough for believers to understand the warning. How would unbelievers ever get it?
Well, let's back up. Who would be reading this? The people at the time of Noah?
Right.
No. No, Genesis wasn't even there. Moses wrote Genesis.
Yeah, but they understood the meaning of the names, did they?
Yes, they would. That's true. But they may not have all of them. So definitely the believers, this family clan, yes, that God would have given it to them. That he did speak to Noah directly. But I believe it is majorly here for the church, for us today, for people of all times, even the people at the time of the Old Testament times when they got this. God was very specific in communicating with his people because he does not want them to be surprised. We are not to be. We are not to be in darkness. When he talks about the rapture, two are taken, one is taken, one's left, and all these things. The thief in the night is for the unbeliever. It should not be for the believer. We should not be taken by surprise. But many people don't even believe in the rapture. They've never heard about the rapture. And who do you suppose is behind that?
Satan.
Yes. And I think this is one lesson he doesn't want, because I've had a lot of trouble in my personal life, my health and everything, since I started putting this together. But I know he doesn't want it. It's going to go on the internet. So, he warned, and he is warning today. So I believe by that, he wants us to know more specifically when he is coming. Would you agree with that? And that is true. Then he's coming for the church at least 7 years before that. Going on to E, what do we have?
Period just before the judgment of the earth by fire begins what is known as the day of the Lord, or the tribulation.
Okay. And that's what we're going to be comparing now. Going to F.
More than likely, the rapture will take place sometime prior to the tribulation.
Yes, and G?
G, the timeline below represents specific time periods and events.
Right, now we're looking at from Adam up to Noah. We're going to be talking about Lot. And then, of course, there's the cross, and then we have the church age, the rapture, the tribulation, new heaven and earth. What number is left out? Number 6. And that'll come up later, the millennium. Yep. Period is not relevant to where we are right now in our study. So if you take a look at that, the explanation below will help you out, but think in terms of the numbers that are there and the space that's in between. There are various events and the spaces in between. So if you go to H, it should explain that. Following is an explanation of the time periods and events represented above. So what do we have first?
A.
Number 1. The space between...
Yeah. 4 and 5 indicate a period of time directly linked to the period of time between 1 and 2.
All right. Now look at that. So what is our focus on? 1 and 2 or 4 and 5 predominantly?
4
and 5. That's the time in which we're living.
Yeah.
All right. Now... That's why the arrows are going back and pointing to 1 and 2, and then we'll get to 3 later. So you see there's a distance between 1 and 2, and we know that to be how many years? How many years did they know prior to the flood? Well, I mean, how many years was
the preaching going on. 120 years. So I'm not saying that's going to be parallel to 120 years. But we know that that's the case there because it's already happened. Going on to A, 4 equals what?
The time of the rapture, and 5 equals the beginning of the tribulation.
All right. And B?
Time before the flood.
1 equals the time before the flood.
And
2 equals
the beginning of the flood.
Right. Those are not part of the outline. That's the explanation.
Ah.
Okay. Now, don't just read that. Think about it. I know it because I wrote it. But think about what this is talking about, or you're going to get all confused. Right? 1 is the time before the flood. 2 is the flood. So between those two is that 120-year period. 4 is the rapture. It takes place prior to. I'm not saying the same distance. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying sequentially, and then 5 is beginning the rapture. So we're talking about that period. 4 and 5, comparing those, right?
Oh,
2, yeah.
Is there, I always thought that rapture started the tribulation, but you're saying that there's a rapture and there could be some time?
No, there's no verse that indicates that the rapture starts the tribulation. That's a false view. The rapture is imminent.
Number 2?
Yes.
The prophetic time clock is coming full circle. A, the hour hand represents the days of Noah. The, B, the minute hand represents the beginning of the tribulation.
So, what I'm saying by that is that all the indicators, except one major one, and that's the purpose of this study, it'll come out later, I believe are here. And there's plenty of studies and evidences and everything to show that all the things Jesus said would take place, have taken place, but places that haven't taken place before, exponential, and everything.
See, I do not believe one can determine the specific amount of time between the two hands.
Okay.
However, I do believe one can determine the final activity, sin, that will initiate the tribulation and the second coming
right.
of the Messiah.
You have to be careful when you talk about the days of Noah, because it's talking about the conditions of society. There are major differences. The tribulation does not completely destroy the world. It did at the time of Noah, so, and I'll get to that later. What's next?
Right, number 3. The scriptures reveal a correlation between the events indicated by A, 3.
Okay, it's number 3 on the chart.
Yeah. The destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. B, the number 5, the tribulation. C, the number 7, the new heaven and earth.
Okay, now that's where it varied, because we have how many things here? We have the rapture, we have the tribulation, we have the millennium, we have the new heaven and earth. So this pattern is not exactly the same, but the conditions is what we're looking at. That's what God says as the days of Noah. It's the conditions that led up to God saying, I've had enough. That's the issue here. Okay, we'll stop for our break, and then we'll continue on Roman numeral 5, page 9.